Here's a thought I'm titling 100 Compositions. Let's say you find yourself in a fascinating photogenic location and you decide to work it somewhat intensely. You know there's lots of pictures here, so you go to work and start accumulating images. We've all had this experience at one time or another. What often happens to me is that the first dozen or so images end up being pretty cliché. They're the easiest ones, the ones that probably copy other photographers, even if I'm unaware of their images. Those are the images that we collectively have in our mind's eye, either because they most follow the rules or because we've seen work like that before. Whatever the case may be, they're the easiest ones and probably the least personal. But we keep working, right? And the next few dozen compositions might be my own. They still might be the easy ones. They still might be the obvious ones. But at least there's some twist on them that make them a little more personal. I'm inching up towards the personal work. But here's the problem. After we've done those couple of dozen images that we think might be our own work, and as a result, there's usually an accompanying thrill, it's easy at that point to think we're done. And I would propose that's sort of a sucker's path, because it's then that the real challenge starts. After all the easy ones are exhausted, and I find myself sort of starting to swim upstream, where the most personal artwork inevitably can be found. And a way to sort of play this game and illustrate the challenge of it is to commit yourself, before you pull out the camera, in this interesting place that you've discovered, commit yourself to 100 compositions. And what you'll likely find is that first 20, 40, 60, those are the easy ones, and then it gets unbelievably difficult to not repeat yourself. To not just keep making the same images over and over with a slightly different subject, particularly because this photogenic location probably has the same sort of subject matter, the same illumination, lovely light, and that's what motivated you to want to photograph it. None of that has probably changed in the course of half an hour or an hour, that time you spent gathering the easy ones. Nothing has substantially changed, and so now you have to change. It's at that point in the process that we discover how difficult habits are, that we discover how much grip on our creative vision is held by what we've seen, what we've already done in our life, what we've already done in the previous hour or two. But punching through, keep working, discipline yourself to 100 compositions, and if your experience is at all like mine, what I've found is those last images, the ones where I really have to work hard, where I really have to push myself, those inevitably end up being the most personal images, the ones that really grow into something that's my unique artistic interpretation. In other words, I have to work through my response to the location the way everybody else has responded to the location before I can start seeing it with my own eyes and making work that's truly mine. And by the way, if 100 compositions are unreasonably uncomfortable, discipline yourself to do 50. Or conversely, if you get to 100 easily, discipline yourself to do 150. It's a fascinating challenge, and one that can teach us so much about ourselves and our creative vision.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.